Here we go, latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news that midfielder Scott McTominay signed a new deal that will keep him at the club until 2025. With the option of a further year, the club have announced. The 23-year-old academy graduate made his debut in 2017 and has made 75 appearances for the side, scoring 6 goals. When asked about the contract, the Scotland international said, "Well, I understand that we all have so many other things to think about at the moment. I'm so happy to sign this contract and play a part in the future ahead for this team. All I've ever known is United, and I hope that my passion for the club shows every time I go onto the pitch. I continue to give everything for the club whenever I pull on the shirt." McTominay has made 28 appearances in all competitions this season, despite missing 2 months due to a knee injury. He's been one of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's standout players when he's been given the chance. Moving on then into other news, and with the debate about David De Gea, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has leapt to his defence, insisting that he's still the world's best goalkeeper, but he has stated that Dean Henderson can one day become the club's number one. De Gea's position is again under scrutiny after the error that allowed Stephen Bergwijn's shot to squirm in during United's 1-1 draw at Tottenham on Friday. In the latter part of last season, the Spaniard made a series of mistakes that cost his side goals and points. Yet Solskjaer was emphatic when asked about De Gea, insisting, "He isn't making errors you see time and time again. He's been working consistently hard in training. I'm very pleased with his work." Went on to say that Henderson, of course, could one day become the number one. He's expecting him, though, to see out the season at loan club Sheffield United. And finally then, with Jack Grealish, there's rumours, of course, that he'll be on his way to a number of Premier League clubs. Discussions about him leaving Aston Villa have not even started. Jonathan Bartnett, his agent that represents the skipper, said the midfielder has his priorities right, only putting Villa first for now before he will discuss his options with United planning to make a bid. That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.